Today's episode is brought to you by your mom. Your mom. She gave birth to you and did other nice things for you. Please visit yourmom.com/mom. So lover, which way have you moved? It's been a while since I've heard he's grooved. Cosmic love gave you something gold. So you wrap it all up and take it. Gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 493. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who takes your feedback very seriously and will share more info with you soon, Wombat.
Something about my mom.
That's our new sponsor.
I better call her.
Exactly.
I'm just waiting for a check from your mom.
I already got mine.
You only get checks from my mom on your birthday.
As far as you know.
As far as I know.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. Inching up on episode number 500 ever so slowly. But I have nothing to add on that front. I've been thinking about what we could do. Like if I should put together a clip show. I think we should just do like another barcade meetup. That seems like the easiest thing. Well, you can have one in Ohio too, and then we can connect. I'll bring my super big Samsung tablet, and then we'll just connect via Skype.
Can we do it like on a Saturday and at Dave and Buster's instead, so I don't have to stay late in the city or go to the city?
Yes, we could do anything.
I feel like that's better for you, isn't it?
Maybe
I can win some Tootsie Rolls.
Maybe we could have it
like Tootsie Rolls.
What if we could have it at the Cradle of Aviation inside their video game exhibit? They seem to be completely for sale. Like they have a chocolate expo there every month. I feel like we could somehow swing that.
And Nunley's, we could all go on the carousel.
That would be awesome. I would be honored to ride the
I'm
carousel.
I'm going to predict none of this happens.
No, I'm sure none of this will happen. That's why we're talking about it.
It could happen.
I've been on that carousel.
It's awesome.
Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth a special trip to Long Island to ride.
It's really hot. It was very, very hot.
In the summer. It won't be hot in 7 weeks.
I'm coming back there in the summer. I'm coming to Long Island at Retro.
Yeah, that's awesome.
When is that?
August 12th through the 13th.
Oh, okay, good, because the next week I'm out of town. So that would be a real bummer.
Beautiful 105 degree Long Island, New York.
It may not be. Hopefully, it won't be that bad this time. That was the worst week of the summer. The week that you were here, by far, and it was really the only week that was like that. So hopefully that was an anomaly. But yeah, Stuttering Craig is coming too.
Oh wow!
What do you think about that?
That's great. I like Stuttering Craig.
Yeah, me too. Cool. So big things are happening. That's what we're here to say. Speaking of big things, I have a very exciting smart home story to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that exciting, but I have the Ring doorbell, as you know, which is the camera that is attached to a doorbell that videotapes people. Ship, you know about the Chime? Do you have the Chime add-on for that?
Yeah, I have I have that in my media room downstairs.
Right, that's if you don't want to set up an actual doorbell, like physical old school doorbell chime. That it rings,
or you want to extend it,
right?
Like I have my normal Chime set up, but then I can't really hear that from my media room, so I set up the Chime down here.
Yes, so my normal doorbell chime just doesn't really work, and I could buy a new one maybe and fix it and electrocute myself, or for the same price I could just buy the little Ring chime speaker box that plugs into your outlet. You don't have to do anything.
It's very low voltage, so you wouldn't... I mean, you get a little shock.
Right. I could probably use that, actually. That might be helpful. But I opted for the easier solution, obviously. Anyway, so I installed the Chime speaker, and I turned the volume all the way up to make sure we could hear it all through the house. And literally, the next night, some junior high or high school kid decides to do Ring and Run on me at like 10:30. at night. But of course, I have a video of the of him doing it, and I have like a nice picture of him ringing my doorbell. So it makes it really hard.
There's not like anywhere for him to run from your house.
He just ran down the driveway.
Where's he going?
Down the hill. I don't know.
That like, it seems to me like by the time you got to the door, you could still see him.
Definitely. I mean, not to mention he didn't notice the giant fucking camera attached to the doorbell. I don't have the Ring Pro little, you know, discreet
thing.
So
when are you going to tweet out this kid's picture and say, have you seen this kid?
No, I already tweeted out the video.
Oh, I missed it.
And Ring, I think Ring even, the official account might have retweeted it or something or made some comment. But then then somebody on Keg messaged me and said, oh, you should get this app called Nextdoor. And then you should post it on there and see if people recognize him. So I checked out this app and it's kind of an interesting app. Once you register, it shows you your whole neighborhood with all the houses on it. And it shows you which people have signed up for this app. And then they have, it's basically like a private message board for all these people and you can share pictures and stuff. And there were actually quite a few people from my neighborhood on there, which I was surprised to see. And I posted a picture of the kid and my amusing tale about my fancy doorbell. And some guy wrote back, oh, this kid's been ringing my doorbell for like the last two summers. So I think we got to get to the bottom of this. And now, like in my mind,
why?
I don't know why. I don't know why he's doing it, and I don't know why I care. But
like, I'm downloading the Nextdoor app right now. That's all I know.
Flaming poop on your doorbell as well. But like, if he's just ringing your doorbell,
I know it's not a big deal. But what if he like comes and rings my doorbell and then?
What if this is a gateway crime?
Mm-hmm.
A gateway, exactly. Maybe he gets to my doorbell next time and he sees something really cool, like in the doorway, and just decides to take it.
And then the next thing you know, he's trying to sell your son heroin. That's how it works.
Exactly. So in my mind, I feel like I'm going to run into him like at Bear Burger or something and have some sort of confrontation.
Punch him in the face. You're the ringer.
Right. Or I just like, you know, whip out my phone and it's like, hey, man, well, check out this video. And then he'll be like,
Ringer.
And then he'll stab me.
maybe he was like big into drugs and this is how he gets his rush now. Like he's clean.
He looks like sober. He's 16.
Yeah, but this is how he's...
How big into drugs could he be at 16? Living in...
You'd be surprised.
Living in Nassau County.
It's a big problem.
Okay, maybe he's just really bored. Just give him this one thing.
I guess. But I was worried, like what if he like trips and he pushes the doorbell and then he hauls ass out of there. You know, my driveway is not exactly...
Stay in shape.
Well, what if he falls and hurts himself? He'll
see you.
I know.
And then you'll have no money left.
I know. Well, I have...
We'll all laugh at you.
I have insurance for these situations. But I don't know. It's just stupid. I just want to confront him at Smashburger.
Maybe he knows you have the insurance.
See? Now you're just going to make me stay up all night worrying about these dude.
He's going to wait and he's going to trip on purpose. I'm on to this insurance scam that's going on. He's gonna split the money with you.
Get out of here. All right,
you heard it here first.
The show is over.
No, I got an Apple Watch this week.
Oh, nice. The new model?
The Series 2? Yeah, I think it's the newest one.
I got the old model.
Because it does the Ring stuff as well. I wish it would like show the video though. Like it just tells me, hey, somebody's at your front door.
It doesn't even show you just a still image. I thought it did.
Maybe I don't know. I've only remember. Had it for a couple of days, so
no, it doesn't. It just says someone has rung your bell. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I still wear my Apple Watch every day.
I love it so far.
Even if the only thing that it did was get, you know, you show the notifications on it and let you find your phone by just pushing, you know, one button to make your phone ring, I think that's enough features. I just need normal watch features. But it does obviously a lot more than that. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan.
I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah, people really were quick to hate on the Apple Watch, but...
Well, I think it serves a very limited purpose.
I just told you, it has a lot of purposes.
Everything you just said is something that anyone could live without.
Sure.
You can live without a watch.
It makes me get out my phone less, which is a good thing, I think.
Yes, definitely.
Like, I can see that I got an email that I don't really need to go open up. or somebody said something on Twitter, that type of thing, that I don't really need to go spend my whole day on Twitter then. Oh, it's good.
It's good.
I like it.
It's worth it. It's definitely worth it. I might buy one for my mom for Mother's Day. Maybe. All right. How about some show feedback from last week?
Sure. Bickle has to say, my suggestion for next week. Oh, you added this. Let's not talk about YouTube dipshits anymore. I just prefer to pretend they don't even exist. I'm sorry to hear about the end of Uninformed Opinions. I enjoy hearing two friends shoot the breeze like the CagCast.
See what I did there, Wombat? I threw in a little something for you.
Yeah, well, no, it's fine. Yes. So we won't talk about YouTube personalities this week. I'm on board with that.
No dipshits.
In fact, I intentionally didn't include any of that feedback, which there was a lot of. So.
Right.
Yep.
What about Uninformed Opinions? Did you shed a tear?
Yeah, people want to know the details.
Oh, of that? There really aren't any. It really was just a matter of scheduling. I mean, I'm not available until relatively late, which is actually when Christian is really going to work as a stand-up, and there were too many conflicts with us both having small children. It just didn't work out. It happens.
Christian is a vampire.
Christian is a vampire. No, he's a stand-up.
And Wombat is a short Jew.
Yeah. We're still friends. We actually have probably maybe texted more since we stopped doing the show. Because
the pressure's off.
Because the pressure's off. I had a great idea for something, and I'm like, I have to tell Christian this. He's the only person that would appreciate it. So
nice.
And he did. He's like, you should write this. Put it in an email. The best thing I could say about Christian Spicer is he is encouraging almost to a fault, and it's amazing. He thinks everyone has the ability to do something amazing, and that's a very nice quality.
You mean when you tell him your idea, he encourages you to expand upon it more and follow your dream, while other people will just tell you it's a dumb idea?
Exactly. And it's amazing. And he's a great friend to have.
Oh, wow.
I balance him out for you.
Oh, 100%. If I told you my idea, you'd be like, that's stupid. Go away.
Is it a ping pong club?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. You should, if you texted him and said, here's my idea for a ping pong club, he'd be like, that's amazing. Where do I sign up?
I think even his optimism has its limits.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Mine was about the show Arrow. So.
Oh, no, we're going to talk about that in a minute, actually.
Oh, okay.
All right. Some more show feedback.
Sure. There's a lot here now. So
it's okay.
Encendido 5 has to say, wait. Cheapy let Ty play the Switch for 2 hours on a car ride? What happened to the books? I'm not trying to rag on you, but you do make a point to mention how Ty is all about reading when Wombat has talked about having his kids play video games on road trips.
Is he really not trying to rag on me? I feel like he is trying to rag on me.
I didn't include this comment on purpose because I figured I thought you'd feel that I was picking on you. So I'm glad that you added it and not me.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, the motivation behind it was so that he could try it out in the car and then I could report back on the CatCast and let you know how it went. The fact is he reads so many books. He reads more books in a month than you and I read in a year. Like, but you know, even but double probably.
Well, that would be one. If he reads
I was
one
talking
book
about basically anybody in our audience for the most part. it's pretty insane. So for a, you know, 3 hours in one day, I'll let him, you know, once in a blue moon.
There's still a lot of reading in there in Zelda. Don't have much voice acting, so.
Right.
And as long as it's not a book that you find annoying, he's allowed to read it.
Come on. That was, I didn't express myself well in that discussion.
No, you did not.
I agree.
My point was, it wasn't something PewDiePie. I mean, we said we weren't going to talk
matter.
About.
No, we're not doing this.
No, we're not talking about
30 seconds. I need 30 seconds, okay? And then we'll move on.
You're doing
my
it.
Point. No, I'm not talking about dipshits. I'm just talking about in general. Generally, Ty. I heard Ty watching something that sounded very annoying. It was just like a guy screaming. I went over. I looked what it was. I saw it was PewDiePie. I watched it for like a short amount of time. Ty didn't seem like he had any real interest in it. I said, this is annoying. Can you watch something else? And he moved on to something else. It's not like he loved PewDiePie and said, oh my God, you're taking away my PewDiePie. It was nothing like that. It was something that he just came across and, you know, we moved on to something else. It wasn't like some big scene was made. That's it. Okay, my 30 seconds is up. Next topic.
My daughter saw Dan TDM live over the weekend.
Nice. How was that? Did you go?
I didn't go. My wife took Sabrina and Sabrina's best friend to the Beacon Theater, which he sold out.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And apparently it was a great show. I mean, most of the kids there are around Sabrina's age, according to my wife, and they got to do it up. Like, they went to Alice's Teacup for brunch, and then they went to go see Dan TDM. So
that's cool.
It was basically the best day ever.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Other girls, when they saw him, started to cry like he was the freaking Beatles.
Wow.
So
Ty listens to a lot of these guys' song parodies, like these Minecraft and what's the Freddy one? Five Nights at Freddy's.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are kind of catchy, I got to admit. But they're starting to grow on me.
There you go.
You can skip some of these. Yeah, what's this? Do this Aries dog question.
I wanted to do this one because I know that it's going to lead to someone else on this show actually talking. Aries dog had to say, I've used the Voodoo to Go desktop app to convert DVDs to an ultraviolet digital copy, but you had to insert the disc in the DVD tray. The mobile app lets you just scan the case's barcode. What's to stop someone in Target scanning stuff on the shelves to get some cheap digital movies?
GPS.
Yeah, I can answer that question. I actually, just to test it, I had to do it. So I picked a movie that I knew should technically work, and it does. It tells you, you are not at your home address. Please scan.
Oh,
again,
wow.
Later.
Look at that. That's impressive.
So, yeah. I mean, I knew it wouldn't let me do it. I just wanted to know what it would say. So I
went through
back.
Like 20 movies trying this last time.
And?
One of them was recognized doing this.
Excellent. Method. I had two movies recognized, so I guess I'm ahead of you.
Now, they've already done an update to the app, and movies that did not recognize earlier this week, it suddenly was recognizing some of them. Like, it was not even giving me like any kind of good error message or anything. It was just like,
Yeah. Have they added any of the Disney stuff yet? Because I feel like that's got to be the last thing they add to it.
I don't think they're going to add that.
It's too much of a conflict with that Disney movies anywhere.
Yeah, it's Disney movies anywhere is how the Voodoo stuff works for Disney. So I don't think you're going to get your Disney movies.
I know. Disney movies anywhere, though, is pretty baller. I'm a big fan of that. Huh?
Baller, eh?
Baller. I have a lot of Disney movies, so.
And you watch them everywhere.
My kids do. You know what it is? I guess it really wouldn't matter what platform they're on, but it's nice when my son says he wants to watch Big Hero 6, and I can hand him an iPad and say, go to your room if you want to watch Big Hero 6.
Get
parenting.
Out.
Parenting. Parenting.
Let's move on to Watch This, Bitches.
Sure. For the record, I do not do that often.
Hey, look. Sometimes
I'm not terrible.
Sometimes you got to get away.
Sometimes you got to get away.
I went to see Beauty and the Beast on Tuesday.
Did you cry?
Did I cry? Dude, I don't know. Something might be wrong with me. I was crying. Now, first of all, I have to give you a little backstory. I've seen this movie. I've seen the animated Beauty and the Beast. I couldn't even tell you how many times. I watched it throughout college. I had the videotape, I think a bootleg videotape. And I've probably watched it 50 times. I was
College?
In college. I mean, this was when I came out.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're like 97 years old. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. And these movies.
It seems like a strange movie for a college guy to like. Oh, got this bootleg VHS.
I know.
Beauty and the Beast.
I had a lot of bootleg tapes. It was like Beauty and
I once got a girl into my dorm room by saying I had a copy of Good Morning Vietnam on VHS. That is a true story.
Well, Beauty and the Beast would work better. More, I think you'd have.
Oh, I'm saying I'm agreeing with you there. So yes, that was the point of my tale.
When I was in college, those 90s Disney animated features were the hotness, and everybody liked them. The manliest man to the daintiest female. Everybody loved those Disney movies, and we watched them all the time. Anyway, so to answer your question of did I cry, I was like when the first song came on, I started crying. Even like the opening narration, I think like there was tears. I mean, you know, tears. I'm not talking about like bawling.
The first song is about her like
bonjour, books, bonjour,
right?
Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour. Yeah. What can I tell you? I cried probably like five or six times during the movie.
How was Legion? Did you like Legion in this movie?
Dan Stevens was excellent. I thought they did an amazing job with the movie. I thought my only complaint was that they, you know, every movie now has to be 2 hours for some reason. And the original animated one,
except for Justice League,
right, which has to be 3 hours.
That's going
to
be 3 hours.
So I don't like this trend of having these kids movies be 2 hours now. But so they wound up adding a lot of stuff that didn't really need to be there. A few new songs, some backstory.
Did they have the new song that was added to the animated movie?
What was that called? I never saw
it. It's a song by all of the inanimate objects about how they want to be people again.
Maybe there was three or four new songs, and none of them were really memorable.
Huh?
Did
the Jewish axe make an appearance?
No, there was no axe.
Nobody from the Christmas special.
No,
Tim Curry didn't show up.
Nope, as far as I know, he's not in there. But I think they did a great job, and especially Josh Gad. I thought he was really funny as LeFou. The gay. I didn't even know that there was some controversial gay moment in this movie. And in fact, it was so small that I missed it completely and didn't know about it until after. And Mrs. Cheapy told me about it. And I said, wait, LeFou is gay?
He's always been gay.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was such a much ado about nothing, I guess. Because I went back, I Googled it and I saw like countries were boycotting the movie because of this. And like if no one mentioned it, nobody would notice it if they didn't.
You just kind of assume that he's gay.
Yeah. I mean, but in the movie, no, I feel like he's less gay in the movie, but I don't know, whatever. It's a dumb topic anyway. The movie was great though. Ty liked it. Everybody liked it. Ty cried at the appropriate part. He said, unlike myself,
Sabrina cried during that movie too.
Did she cry in the first 5 minutes?
Gaston dies.
Yeah.
She was like, but he seemed like such a nice man.
He was just getting it turned around.
Yeah.
He had his whole life in front of him.
He was trying to do what he thought was best for Belle. He didn't deserve that.
He was even a bigger dick in the movie, I think.
Even more tragic. He had a big dick.
No, it's not what I say. I'm sure he did, but they don't say that in the Disney movie. Now, that would have been controversial. Forget about this gay moment. That was nothing. Yeah.
No. Every inch of him's covered in hair. You know?
that's true. How about Iron Fist?
Does he bang twins like he does in the cartoon too, or no?
No, he only has eyes for Belle in the movie.
Okay.
He's spurned.
Anyway.
Him. Anyway.
You were saying?
Did I hear right that the sexy feather duster is not in this one?
She is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Good. She's very sexy. It's the sexiest feather duster I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit weird in the animated version. How
I heard that the feathers match the drapes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know what I mean, but maybe you know.
She wasn't that sexy in the movie. Everything was very appropriate for kids. I looked it up on Common Sense.
Are we going to talk about Iron Fist?
Yes.
Because you finished it?
We have to.
Yes, we do. Quickly. I finished the series specifically.
Okay. I'm not reading this comment, so you could just say that you liked it and we'll move on.
No, I will say, I'm just going to read this one part from Draenerys. He liked Iron Fist. And he says, I think critics have a tendency to bandwagon opinions. Either you love something to death and it's practically perfect, like Zelda, or it's an offense to everyone alive, like Iron Fist. And he says, to me, it's kind of a guilty pleasure, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I know it's not an amazing show, and it's full of cheesy, implausible shit, but damn it, I enjoy it. And I have no problem admitting that. Critics be damned. To me, it's very similar to Arrow in terms of the quality. I would say Arrow season 3, which is the one where Arrow starts to get just ridiculous, where everybody starts dying and coming back to life.
That I want to say might be season 4.
That's the one I think I watched like maybe one or two episodes of, and then we had to stop watching. It's better than that. It's better than Arrow season 4, but it's not Shakespeare.
I don't know. I'm 9 episodes in, I guess, at this point, and I just find the pacing to be so slow. There's so much standing around.
It's like Daredevil.
In a show about a superhero.
I know, but Daredevil
it's
was the
ridiculous.
Same. Daredevil was the same, but it had.
I never finished
D'Onofrio.
Season 2 of Daredevil.
There is
I
no.
Did not finish season.
Oh,
there is a season 2 of Daredevil.
Oh right, I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah, I never finished it because it was just too, it's too much standing around. You know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. does not have that kind of standing around. There's no, literally no standing around in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Well, there's even less standing around in Arrow. This show, it's just, it would be better than Arrow if again, if it was 6 episodes instead of 13, it would probably be a whole lot better. But yeah. I'm 8 episodes in, and I do not care about one person on this show.
I would say you probably should not watch anymore. Because there's not, I don't know that anything like super amazing happens that you need to see. Or
there was part of me that was thinking maybe I'll just go and like read the synopsis for the remaining.
Just
four
watch
episodes.
The last episode, maybe.
Yeah, or maybe just watch the last episode so they have to wrap everything
but
up.
It wasn't offensively bad. It was just like
it's just
probably
not
better
great.
Stuff to watch.
Yeah. Yes, there's definitely better stuff to
although,
watch.
Although even Mrs. Cheapy was personally offended where in the last episode they eat pizza in the dojo, and I don't mean like in the kitchen, like in the right in the spot where they train. They're like training, and then someone brings pizza, and then they don't even like wash up; they just eat it right on the floor.
Well, what about when he brings the dinner? Like when he has the dinner delivered, would that also be offensive?
That is pretty disrespectful. I mean, you would never eat on the that area is pretty sacred. I mean, even myself, who took karate for like a year and a half, knows that you're not. Bringing food into the training area. It's like a, you know, a sacred spot. But oh well.
I don't know.
Oh well.
Yeah.
It was fine. What else?
What else? Oh, I saw Star Trek Beyond. My review of that movie is, that is a movie that I have seen.
It's better than the last one, that's for sure.
It is. It is better than the second one. It's more entertaining than the second one, which is also kind of plods.
Less dumb.
So... Yeah, so it's much better than the second one. It's still kind of it's got its dumbness, but I liked it. That's what I'm gonna say.
I would watch it again on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on cable now.
I will watch it again on cable.
There you go, Star Trek Beyond. It's a movie I've seen.
All right, how about some new releases?
Sure, you've been playing one.
I have. It's the
how is the old time hockey.
It you know, the problem is that it's very close, like not, no, it's not close to being good. You could see that it could be good, but it needs like another year of development, probably. Their heart was in the right place trying to make like a classic arcade hockey game, but when you don't even have one-timers in there, that's something that's got to be in there. You can't leave out one timers. And it also like all the whole production is pretty shoddy. Like don't put in play-by-play commentary if it's going to sound like ass. Why even bother? Like if you're going to hire like your friend to do the play-by-play, don't even put it in. What's the point? Why even spend the time and money to do that? I can't recommend it at $12. There's no online play. There's a story mode, like a single player season mode, where you get objectives like beat up this player and block this number of shots. But I don't know. I felt like if I was involved in the production of this game, I could have made it outstanding, but they forgot to call me. So 7.5. No, it's worse than that. So yeah, sorry. Just get NHL 17. It's free on EA Access right now. Much better.
Yes, it is. I noticed that this week it went.
Yes, I played 2 games this afternoon and I won both of them online, bringing my
record.
Wow,
aren't you a baller?
Yes, my record is now 11-10, and I didn't have to pay anything for that game, and I've been playing it since it came out. Thank you. Thanks to the 10-hour trial. I did it. I feel like it was a great accomplishment not having to pay.
I've never been more proud of you. You really wanted to choose.
Usually I always give in and I buy the hockey game, but this year I was like, you know what, let's just see if I use up the 10 hours. And I had like half an hour left. What else is out this week?
I think that's it.
That's not it.
What?
Pretty sure that's
MLB,
it.
MLB The Show 17 is out. That's the one with Griffey Jr. on the cover.
Is that the one that has all the bugs in it?
I don't know. Does it?
Isn't it buggy? Isn't there always one that's buggy and one that isn't?
No, that's game's supposed
to be good. This is the good one every year.
Okay, I'm asking. I'm not saying I know the answer. I'm asking you a question because I assume that it's sports and you're the expert.
2K doesn't even make their baseball game anymore.
Oh, okay, that's what I wasn't sure. So this is it?
Yeah, the only two baseball games now are, well, on consoles, is RBI Baseball and MLB The Show.
Is this the only Major League Baseball game?
Well, RBI is a Major League Baseball game as well.
Is it Major League? I don't know.
It's the budget one. It's like $20.
Gotcha. Is it just that there isn't much of a market for baseball video games?
Well, I don't know.
It's kind of boring.
MLB The Show does really well. I think we got to a point where it just didn't make sense for the second tier sports games to exist anymore.
Yeah, because there's no EA baseball, basically.
No.
This is a PlayStation, this is a Sony-made game, as it has been forever. But, yeah, I just find it interesting. Like, if you're an Xbox One owner and you love baseball, there's no real game.
RBI Baseball.
Yeah.
There's some other arcade one, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Super Mega Baseball or something? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, if you don't want actual MLB players and everything.
Right.
But there's not like a big budget.
No.
Fancy baseball game. Nope. Yeah, exactly. That's where I was going with this.
Xbox loses again.
Basically. If you baseball.
They had their own baseball game at one point, didn't they?
I have no idea.
Back on the original Xbox, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that part of their...
Major Nelson's 9.
Major League Nelson Baseball?
Right. That's good. They should bring that back.
I can't remember. Did they have a baseball game back then? Drive was their basketball game. And then
Major
they had
League Baseball.
They had NFL Fever. And...
Can we call this episode Major League Nelson, by the way?
I guess so.
Okay.
Also for PS4, Zero Escape, the Nonary Games is out, which that is that those 999 games.
Uh-huh.
Those are great, like graphic, puzzly, kind of morbid games to play.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's cool that they brought it to PS4.
Seems like a lot for $50. Is that a lot for $50? $50.
They're really good. So, I mean, it'll go down in price, but $50 doesn't seem terrible for that.
Did you buy Othello for your Switch?
I did not buy Othello for my Switch.
You know, I hear that game is easy to learn, but difficult to master. So I might have to check it out.
I appreciated that.
Wombat, tell me everything you know about why there's another Kingdom Hearts game out this week for PlayStation 4. Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 plus 2.5 Remix.
So it's all of the previously released games for the older generations remastered for the new consoles.
Plus?
What is the difference between that and Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue, which came out about a month ago?
That's a different game that sets up the next one.
But that's also a compilation of games.
Yeah, no, but that one's different because that one has less Donald Duck in it.
Donald Duckless?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Weren't these already HD remixes for PlayStation 3? Because those were originally PlayStation 2 games.
I don't know.
Do you think that they just have a random number generator and they just generate these titles?
I have no idea any of that. So
and people just buy them because the fans, like, they don't even know what's going on. It's like, oh, it's a new Kingdom Hearts. Well, it must be something new. Here's $50.
It's really hard to keep track of. I know that much. Hmm. Like, I thought I had a handle on it when one of these came out, end of January. But then this one, like, all of a sudden is out and I have no idea what's going on anymore.
Yep, I'm out of the loop.
I don't know anything about Kingdom Hearts.
Really? You never played Kingdom Hearts at all?
I played the first one.
Okay.
Back in the day on the PlayStation 2. I remember the gummy ship. I remember that.
Uh-huh. Of course.
And I remember that you didn't press a button to open a door. So if you stood too close to a door, it would load to the next screen, and load times were really horrendous. And I hated that. That's my memory.
Also, the camera was awful. Yeah.
I remember getting lost or just not knowing what to do next and then never playing again.
Yep, that's how that game ends.
I played a lot of it, and then I got to one part, and I just didn't know where to go, and I just walked around for a long time, and then we gave up. What else we got this week?
For the 3DS, we have Mario Sports Superstars.
Does that have baseball?
It's got horse racing.
That's the same thing.
Yep.
What else has it got?
I'm sure that is...
That's golf. I know that. They
a
show
solid
63
on Metacritic.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
That's soccer.
But that, I mean, what do you expect when it's a compilation of sports in a Mario game?
I don't know. It could be fun for children.
Pick a sport.
Does it have shuffleboard?
No, I mean, the developers need to pick a sport.
Right. One.
Oh, I see.
Soccer's a good one.
Soccer's in there.
Yeah, but they just do
soccer,
that one.
Golf, horse racing.
We need a new Super Mario Strikers for Switch. That's what we need. Or hockey. That would be
Pilot
awesome.
Pilot Wings.
Super Mario Ice Hockey.
Super Mario Pilot Wings.
Super Mario Snakes Pass. What's that called?
Is that any good? Snakes Pass looks okay to me.
I don't know what that is.
Super Mario Andromeda.
All right. Anything else for new releases?
That's enough new releases. Good. There's other things, but I don't know. So many quality games to play. And Wombat's been playing Mass Effect.
I've been playing a lot of Mass Effect, but we could get into that later.
How about right now? Because we're multi-platforming in Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff.
I've played like 30 hours of Mass Effect. Somehow.
It's not trash.
Well, actually,
son, go watch Big Hero 6 in your room.
Yeah, basically. Actually, it was pretty funny because on Sunday, see what happens. On Sunday, Elliot had a birthday party that was a morning birthday party. It was like a 9 a.m. birthday party. And then after that, he had flag football. So it was one of those bounce house birthday parties followed by flag football running around for an hour. And then we went to lunch. And by the time we came home, he was just so exhausted that he crawled into my bed and just kind of fell asleep. So I did. I played Mass Effect on Sunday afternoon.
Nice.
So
is it good?
Yeah, you know.
Good enough?
Well, the combat's very good. So I'll give it that. The combat's very good. The weapons are pretty cool. There's, you know, it sort of scratches that itch because there's no kind of game out there, at least for me, like that right now. That's sort of that more traditional RPG type game, at least not really a new one, with your, you know, standard leveling points and inventory and loot, and you know, and it does have that Mass Effect appeal to it because I am familiar obviously with the series, so it has a lot going for it in that sense. It definitely is, you know, buggy at times where it can be a little annoying. The characters are not as interesting as the games have been in the past. You know, I probably would have structured it a little differently if I was anyone at BioWare.
Is the beginning very boring?
The beginning, it starts off really slow. Probably the best thing I did, and maybe the only reason why I've been able to sink so much time into the game, was, and you mentioned it with NHL 17, was that 10 hours of EA access time. Mm-hmm. So I was sort of able to play, get past the boring section before the game technically came out.
Gotcha.
So, you know, the day the game came out, I was sort of, you know, knee deep in the first planet.
I guess.
Because I was 10 hours in already.
I don't think that really saved you any boring parts.
I know.
I don't think that's how this works.
I know. I'm just going
along
with
it. Well, I'm not saying it's saving. It was sort of that, there's that appeal of, oh, I'm playing the game early to check it out. And then, so by the time everyone was playing it, I was past the parts that people were complaining about the day the game came out.
Shipwreck, just go with it, man.
I got it now.
Yeah. There you go.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Now, it's, you know, some things, you know,
this is all very sad.
No, the game is very, I don't want to say the game is very good because I'm enjoying it.
It's good enough for you to sink a lot of time into it. is what you're saying.
It's good enough for me. I when I'm not playing it, I want to play more. I played some multiplayer over the weekend, and that was a lot of fun, actually. It still is a lot of fun.
It's the same like before?
It's the same like before. You level up fairly quickly. You know, you get points fairly easily to buy new packs, to get new gear. So, you know, they don't sort of, you know, nudge you that much with wanting to buy stuff. So, yeah, it does a good job there. I don't know. I like it. I'm going to continue to play it. I have the app. I still do the app thing to get gear. So when I come home, I have like 3 new weapons waiting for me at home. Each night when I get home from work.
It's still sitting here sealed at my house.
I think you should play it. I think you would like it. I think it is a little bit more, still feels a little bit more like Dragon Age in space than Mass Effect.
I just haven't felt like, I don't know. I just don't want to play it.
Yeah. The inventory system kind of stinks. The fact that you can only carry 65 items max, that's with a maxed out inventory. If you max out your inventory at 65 things.
I ate 67 apples, raw apples, in the final fight in Zelda.
There you go.
That's going to give you a tummy ache.
Yeah, that would definitely give you a belly ache. So, but, you know, I have a spaceship, but I can't, like, put, like, 10 guns on my bed and then go fight some things. I have to, like, nope, you can only carry 65 guns. It's sort of strange. I don't quite get that. But
Well, they said they're... BioWare said they're going to be spending a lot of time. Well, I don't know what they've said. They said they've been taking.
They said they're going to make an announcement on Tuesday.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means on Tuesday they're going to have a big. It's
like what?
Two
what could they
players.
Say? What could the announcement possibly be?
I don't know.
That we're fixing like the busted animations, and we're making.
They are going to share more of their immediate plans with us on Tuesday, April 4th.
DLC.
Right.
No, I think they're going to talk about whatever the big patch is that's coming and how that will hopefully, you know, streamline this game a little bit better.
It's going to be both of those things.
Yeah.
DLC and a patch.
And how they're going to fix the game. Maybe some sort of early adopter bonus.
See, the good news is that they are incented to fix the game because of the multiplayer component. I'm assuming... There's a buy-in for loot boxes in the multiplayer.
Yeah. You could buy the high-end loot boxes.
Yeah, so there is, you know, they are incented to fix it, I guess. But that's really only the multiplayer they're incented to fix. Well, I guess they got to get people to buy the game in the first place.
And also the DLC. They want people to still buy more.
Yes.
They'll expand the story mode.
I'm sure there's a lot of DLC planned.
Yeah. When I play the game, I think one of the things that sort of bothers me, and it's actually something that was not great in Mass Effect 3, so it's not even a spoiler for the new one. It's, you know, they try to make you feel like the galaxy is huge by having all these different planets that you can quote-unquote visit, and most of them you just kind of zoom in, you get like one little something out of the planet without leaving your ship, and you move on. And then, you know, in Mass Effect 3, at least the planets that you landed on, it would be some sort of self-contained mission, and then you'd fly off. This, when you land on the planet, it's sort of, you know, it's supposed to be an open world with lots of little missions, which in theory sounds fine, but even though the landmass that you're traversing is relatively large for a game, for a whole planet, it feels kind of small.
Is there anything there, or is it just, like, empty space?
And there's a lot of empty space where I think the game may be better suited. Like if they took all of the different planets and made one big planet with all those land masses, it may actually have made for a more cohesive experience and maybe a better game.
Because you're spending a lot of time getting from one planet to the other.
Yeah, and it's like and it's not a new idea. It's like it's almost, you know, I'm familiar with science fiction stories where there's a desert planet and an ice planet. I get it.
Right.
And there's a green planet. Yeah, we've all been there, done that. Why not have
now
just one?
That one planet has an underwater part to it, though.
Yeah. Why not just have one planet? You know, the Earth is a pretty big planet that has a desert part and an ice part.
Saying that
what if there was a planet where it always rained?
Yeah. I'm saying that they could have had it all one planet, right, where instead of terraforming all these different planets, you're trying to clean up all these different continents on one planet to make one inhabitable planet.
And then you can drive your moon buggy over the whole planet?
You could drive your moon. Well, you could drive.
Take a while.
This way, you'd be driving your moon buggy on each continent, and then you'd have to get in your plane to go to another continent because there's, I don't know, ocean in the way. Mm. You could make it make sense, and you could also have it so you're not getting up and leaving and sitting through like 3 or 4 load screens unnecessarily.
That seems tiring.
Yeah, I just think it would streamline it more, and it might make for a more cohesive experience. I know that, you know, finding the best planet for your people is sort of, you know, the cusp of the game, but part of me is saying maybe that wasn't the best concept to go in with for your game, you know,
unless they have the planetary exploration streamlined better.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem to be that streamlined. Like, there's only 5 planets that you could actually land on, so they knew that going in, so I don't know.
Wait till April 4th, Wombat. They got it all sorted.
Yep. I'm very interested to see what they have to say.
The 6th planet.
We're adding another planet. It's a planet Wombat.
It's just all the planets combined into one planet.
It's all the planets combined into one big planet.
It's not even round anymore. We've just literally glued all the planets together.
It's sort of like an oblong shape.
The gravity's all fucked up now. All right. What else have we got here?
I've been playing ukulele.
Hmm.
The kickstarted new platformer by the Banjo-Kazooie guys.
Mm-hmm. So is it just Banjo-Kazooie 4?
I would say it's closer to 3.
Okay.
I guess
4 would have been nuts and bolts, right?
Well, I it just doesn't share much with that. It's very similar to 1 and 2, Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie. Yeah, I can only talk about, like, it's still under embargo, so I can only do a preview of it. So through the first 2 worlds, this is straight up Banjo-Kazooie. It's amazing. Like, the font is the same. The way you unlock moves, like the first move you unlock is how you can run up slippery hills. If you remember in Banjo, that meant the bird got out of the backpack and used his legs to run up the hills. Uh-huh. This one, you curl up in a ball and the lizard rolls up the hill. So you're a lizard and a bat together in this one.
See, different.
Right.
But aren't lizards and bats about the same size?
Who do I talk to? Bigger than the bat? I don't know.
What kind of lizard and what kind of bat? I need specifics here.
It's a green lizard and a dark blue bat.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense.
The blue bats, yeah, they're enormous.
I am greatly enjoying this game, though, for what it is. I was skeptical of this going in because it's very easy to screw this up and it'd be buggy and it'd just not be fun to play. But it's still fun to play.
It's tight.
Yeah, it still has like some weird camera issues, and the load times are pretty long. But yeah, if you just want to do some old Nintendo 64 era type platforming with updated graphics, this is definitely going to scratch that itch.
And no YouTube dipshits.
No.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, he might be similar.
There's not voice acting. It's still the old like Banjo-Kazooie wah 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 Charlie Brown's parents talking.
Before
when it was just all the racist stuff.
Right. Once they put it through the dipshit filter, it's all wah 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 wah. All right, that's cool. Ukulele. Good for them.
Yeah, I'm happy that the people that were looking forward to this game, I think, will enjoy it. And my daughter likes watching me play it, and she started playing it a little bit too. So she can move them around. She can double jump. She knows how to do some of the other special moves. So she's already
better than Wombat, is what you're saying.
Pretty quickly.
Destiny 2 was announced.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read anything about it, though, so I don't know anything.
There's nothing to know yet.
Okay.
You now know pretty much as anyone. They released a trailer, which I say in quotes, because it has no game in it. So.
Okay.
Just like the first one.
Yeah. They say they're not going to have gameplay available until May 18th. So I say we table any discussion on Destiny 2 until minimally May 18th.
How about that $250 collector's edition?
That's fine. It's not like you have to. It's not like it's your only choice.
How about that limited edition GameStop exclusive?
Fine, I guess. I don't know.
They're in an interesting position with this game because they definitely had a strong following on Destiny 1, but they also had a lot of people that just didn't like it.
It's sort of. Yeah. I don't think they made it very clear on what type of game it was at the start. So everybody had their own opinion of what it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably nobody's opinion was accurate of what it actually became or was, at least at the start. I don't know what it turned into by the time they added all the changes to it. If it differed a lot from the beginning.
It was very different. I mean, I've played every expansion pack for that game. So I'm on the opposite spectrum of you guys. And it's funny because in many ways, there's some similarities with the reception of Destiny and Mass Effect. And I really like Destiny, and now I really like Mass Effect. So I think I have a type. Is that where I'm going with this? But
space shooters.
Yeah, exactly. Space shooters with good mechanics.
Dress up.
Mechanics are fine.
And dress up.
Yeah. Destiny was a very good game. It really was. It had once it sort of figured out what it was, it did a lot of things right. I think that there was definitely room for improvement in a sequel. I personally would like to see something that I don't need other people to, you know, in order to really play the full game. But who knows?
I have an open mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is a game I'd be willing to try again.
It was a great looking game.
To Destiny, but
it has some of the best gear in any game. I mean, the character designs of armor and equipment was always really impressive. And that's something that actually only got better with each expansion.
It was really boring at the beginning. I didn't like my problem with it was I played it. The story was obviously terrible.
Mm hmm.
The missions all seemed very similar, and there wasn't enough to do.
Right.
Oh. Like it was just the same stuff. Like I don't want to go on raids. That's not what I want.
It was just more dudes coming at you.
Yeah, the problem is that it turned into a game about the raids. That kind of became the focus of the game. And I think there were a lot of people that wanted something that was more of a straight up, you know, RPG shooter hybrid, not a multiplayer online game. And that's really, at the end of the day, Destiny is a multiplayer online shooter. It's not an RPG.
Right.
And it tried to, and it did a good job of trying to mix all those elements. But I think, like, you know, for someone like, well, I think what you and Shipwreck were looking for was something that was just that other thing. And not the online thing, which is fine, but, and it did do a good job of mixing all four of those elements together. It took a while to get there, though.
I'm ready to check out the new one. When it, mm-hmm. Is this year?
Yes. It comes out in September.
Mm. All right. Let's see. Let's move on to Nintendo.
Okay. What's going on with Nintendo?
I don't know. I bought a screen protector for my Switch because Shipwreck told me to.
Great. Nice.
I bought
the glass ones?
Whichever the one that you sent me, I think.
Oh, okay. The same one. It's really nice, right?
Yeah.
It applies nice.
Comes with a nice little kit in a nice package. Yep. And
they give you two of them, so yep. If you screw up the first one,
yep,
it's right there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It was very exciting. That's all I did with my Switch, and I updated the software.
Hmm. Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yep. And also my Switch stopped connecting to the internet.
Mine did that. I just powered it off and powered it back on, and then I was ready to go.
Yep. That's what I did.
Yep.
So
I finished Zelda.
Congratulations.
Yep.
So how does what happens at the very end? What happens? Can you
you defeat Ganon and he will never be back again.
Spoiler alert.
That is an excellent game. I think it took me like 55 hours, 57 hours, somewhere in that range.
Don't you have like an infant?
I do, and that leads to a lot of in the middle of the night being up and waiting for the kid to go back to sleep after you feed them.
Playing Zelda.
So, yeah, playing Zelda.
See the Switch.
Also, you can take this thing with you, and so I could play it over lunch.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, it's... I don't... Like, I finished it, though, and I didn't want to immediately go back and play any more of it. There's just... It's a little bit too dense without enough reward for a lot of the stuff. Like, it's great that it's all in there, but I'm not going to go get all 900 of these hidden seeds.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I feel like that's, you might.
So what are you playing now?
I'm playing Blaster Master Zero now.
Okay. So that's your game. You haven't moved on to back to Horizon.
No, no. Oh, well, I've been playing Yooka-Laylee and then Blaster Master Zero.
Okay.
Which I didn't realize exactly what Blaster Master Zero was when I was buying it. Like, I know what Blaster Master was. But by naming it Zero, it made me think it was going to be like a prequel type thing.
I would understand why that you would think that, yes.
Right. Which really this is more of a reimagining of the original Blaster Master. So
you mean one that doesn't look like crap when you're out of the vehicle?
Yeah, and it doesn't control like crap either. So yeah, you could actually fire diagonally.
Wow.
It'll be easier now. You could fire diagonally.
Do you still look like a Funko Pop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, how have they not made that Funko Pop of Blaster Master?
I don't know how popular Jason is from Blaster Master.
Yeah.
But they've updated the story a little bit, so you're not just chasing your pet frog, Fred. He's now an alien frog named Fred.
That's the kind of simple story I could get behind, though.
Right.
I'm being 100% serious. Like, if Mass Effect was just pulled it back a little bit.
Gotta go get my frog.
In many ways, like, exact, but that's, not obviously not that. And I don't know, I feel like I can't spoil anything about this game for anyone, even if it happens in the first 5 minutes. But if it was as simple as, okay, we gotta find our frog, let's start this game, maybe it would have been better received. But I think they may have overreached with their attempt at storytelling. So if it's not great, but you may put in a lot of it, it sometimes can highlight when it's not great.
Right.
Where if you have very little of it and it's not great, sometimes it could be hard to, you can hide it better.
See Far Cry games for that.
Yeah.
Implementation.
Yeah. Exactly. Because it just doesn't have that, it doesn't have the hooks of Mass Effect 1 through 3 with the storytelling.
This has all the hooks of Blaster Master.
Finding a frog.
It's got it all. It's modernized too, in that it's not impossible to beat. Like, so far, there's lots of checkpoints and saves and all the stuff that you're not used to from the original game. So for $10, I'm surprised they released it at $10. I think they could have bumped up the cost a little bit on this one.
All right. Here's some Nintendo questions. At Lemieux66 writes in and asks, do you think the Switch is marketed as a home console first so that they can charge $60 for games?
I think it's marketed as a home console because their home console failed.
And they want one. They need something right in that slot. And also, they already have a portable console that's out.
Yeah. But it doesn't hurt that you can charge $60 for the games.
Sure. Nope. That's a good...
To be fair, I mean, that Zelda game is deserving of that price point. That had to cost a lot to develop.
Sure, sure. I don't think anybody would argue that.
And I'm sure once the second game comes out, it may be worth $60 as well.
And at JK Greggle asks, what we think about the Switch versus the 3DS, is Nintendo competing with itself?
Not entirely. I mean, the 3DS is still budget priced, so that's a kid's console.
Yeah, no, I think there's room for
and both. and or somebody who just does not want to spend the money to go get a Switch.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, definitely the Switch is the new hotness, and the 3DS has been around for a long time with a big library, and is a lot cheaper. So I'd say no.
It is kind of weird that the two games that I've played on Switch, Zelda is a Wii U game, and Blaster Master Zero is a 3DS game.
Right. It's yet not surprising, because it's obviously not ready. There's no question. I mean, just, you know, the whole interface of the Switch is so bare bones. There's just nothing going on there. There's no apps, nothing.
I did enjoy, like, there's this big, like, check out our games under $20 sale. And it's got, like, a picture of Donkey Kong giving you a thumbs up. And I'm like, oh, yes, they put out something with Donkey Kong in it.
Nope.
There is nothing with Donkey Kong in it.
He's just here to move the other games.
Right.
They got to put them to work somehow. At JCam2 asks, do you want a PS4 or an Xbox One in a Switch form factor? Do you think Switch moves that needle? Does it save handheld gaming? I'd be in for a PS4 Go.
Yeah, but you'd need a console that could play, a handheld console that could play your best, that could play Horizon smoothly.
Right, you need to carry around a processing unit in your backpack.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, do you want to play those games scaled down? I mean, I guess, I don't know. I just, there's probably not enough money in it for these companies to develop something like that.
No, there isn't.
No, there wouldn't be. Because, I mean, at best, they could put out a device that would play like 360 or PS3 quality.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have the backlog, especially on Xbox, which would be cool, but it just doesn't make sense business-wise to do that.
Well, I mean, they could develop something like the Switch that is playing these existing PS4 and Xbox One games at a lower resolution.
I don't think so.
I mean, they could.
One of you is an engineer and one of you isn't.
Well, you'd have to go and you'd have to...
It'd be super expensive.
Well, yeah.
I mean, look, there's... It's... The Switch isn't playing PS4 and Xbox.
It would be like
Wii U. And
yeah.
Like I said, just carry around like half of the system in a backpack.
Ugh, it sounds like the Atari Lynx.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a good idea. And I don't think the company.
I mean, I would love a handheld that could play 360 games.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doesn't make sense to put that out on the market.
Last Nintendo question at DSpin67 asks, this holiday, which will be easier to find on store shelves, the Switch or the NES Classic Mini?
The Switch.
Really?
Yeah, Switch is going to be easy. Yeah.
It's not even a question.
Yeah, they're going to make a lot of Switches for this holiday season because that is the future of Nintendo. The Classic Mini is just something to have out there.
Right.
It's something to get. That's a news item. That's a PR stunt.
I'm going to say both. I'm going to say that you're going to be equally easy to find.
I disagree. I don't think
equally easy to find.
Well,
I think the NES Classic Mini is done.
Already?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like there's a good margin on those. I feel like you want to sell those.
It's not about margin.
I think there is great margin on them.
No, they're like some of the $60.
Yeah, but
$60,
not-
but it's a piece of hardware.
Yeah, it's a piece of hardware.
And there's licensing on those games as well.
And they're games that they sell individually for like $5 each.
Well, that's their problem.
I'm just saying. I think it was a way to get Nintendo's name in the mainstream media with a positive reaction, and it worked, and it was very shrewd and very smart.
I feel like
now that that wave has passed and the Switch is available, there will be no more NES Classic Minis.
All right. Wombat says it. Must be true. Must be so.
Exactly. I don't have opinions. I only say facts.
Yes. Microsoft released their dashboard update today for the Xbox One. Have you checked it out yet? You've probably been on it for a while.
I've been on it for a while. Yep.
It's great.
Yeah, it's cool.
I do like it a lot better. It does seem faster. I like the way the change to the guide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes it to the thing that you're always trying to get to in the first place.
Right.
The thing that the Xbox 360 had?
Yeah.
The little mini menu before the main menu.
Have you heard about that this co-pilot feature that lets you use two controllers to control one player in a game? So I guess if you want to teach your kid a game, it's like driving a car, right? You can, you both can drive.
I wonder if I could do that with, I mean, Sabrina probably doesn't need me to do that. I guess maybe Elliot could do that. Or maybe Sabrina could do it for Elliot. And then I could take a nap. I like this. I like this scenario.
Yeah, it seems cool. Seems like a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried.
I like how the running theme of this episode is that I don't do anything with my children.
Right. Just using technology to isolate your children.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, that is none of that is true. I have face. I have Twitter pictures to prove it.
I did not try the Beam streaming because I'm not sure.
Is Beam just another product?
Yes, Beam is like another Twitch.
So how do you watch Beam? Do you have to be logged into Beam to watch Beam?
I have no idea. I'm just assuming it's just like Twitch. It takes you to a website. It'll send a link out when you broadcast on there, and people will watch it on the website.
I guess so.
Microsoft owns it. That's all I know.
Yes, that much I figured that much out. I haven't tried it yet either. I thought about beaming myself playing some Mass Effect, but I feel like that would be like boring as watching paint dry for another person.
Right.
Here I am walking around my ship. Oh, look, I'm juggling my inventory. An hour later, I'm still here. I am still figuring out what inventory to take.
People will watch anything.
Yeah.
They watch these other dipshits. They'll watch you. Mm-hmm. Come on. They watched me play Horizon yesterday. While my oven supposedly got fixed, but actually did not get fixed. Cagbag. Couple questions from the cag bag, then we'll go to bed. At Duran 603 asks if Wombat has opened and used the Big Mac sauce yet, or is it sitting dormant as a relic in his pantry?
Neither. It actually sits dormant as a relic in my refrigerator.
It's not in like a glass display case?
No, living room? The thing is, and there's no reason for it either. Every time I say I'm going to use it, I forget by the time I make it. Like lately, I've been... So I don't know why I've been making this like at least once a week, but I guess because it's very good. Is that like, you know, I'll make turkey burgers with a little bit of cheddar cheese and I put it on a slice of rye bread because I find that for some reason turkey, ground turkey and rye bread is a good flavor profile. There you go. That's me trying to be fancy. But I bet some Big Mac sauce would taste really good on that burger.
No.
But I've yet to do it.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just keep it. Keep it sealed.
Keep it sealed?
It's going to be worth it. We'll that's your retirement sauce, Wombat.
I don't think so. They're selling it in Canada, like in the stores.
Yeah, but nobody lives there.
No, it's true.
How many could they actually be selling?
Like 8.
The H2S writes in and says, I've been researching vacation in Tokyo next summer, and it just looks like the coolest city in the universe. I'm just wondering if Cheapy ever misses living in Japan. It's not
no,
the coolest.
No, he does not.
It's the hottest city in the summer. Do not go during the summer if you can avoid it. People don't realize how hot and disgusting it is there. If you have no other option, then yeah, I guess what else? What can you do? But if you have any other time of year to visit, it would be better than that, basically. Do I ever miss living in Japan? Not as much as I thought I would, because I seem to have access to a lot of the stuff that's there in this global society that we live in. I can walk to a Japanese grocery store, so I pretty much have a lot of the food options. I miss people not honking their car horns. Is that something that you can miss? And the just general better manners in general, I guess. But other than that, it's all good. All right, let's wrap it up and say goodbye. I'll remind everybody to thank your mom, of course. Don't forget. And follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals. Do not listen to Wombat's uninformed opinions. It's been canceled.
We can still listen to it, old episodes.
We're actually going to be removing all reference to it from the internet, just like Trump and climate change data.
Excellent.
We just want to pretend none of it exists. It's too good, Wombat. People will be too upset that it's not on anymore. I think that's it.
Is that it?
All right. I think that's it. We'll see you next
week. Great. Don't forget, get 10% off your order with coupon code KEG10. or $5 off a $30 order with Keg 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain names with Keg Domain, and the bread's done.
Ah, oi, Gavol, what a headache I have.
I'm sorry. I'll get a saw.
No, that's fine. I don't want I should put you out.
All right.
You have some oil? I just thought a little massage. But if it's no, it's no. Go on. What are you waiting for? Knock yourself out. You never get headaches, I guess. Lucky you.
Really? I can get a saw.
Who wants a saw? I said go ahead with the whacking and the hitting. Who's stopping you?